Have you ever wondered what I am supposed to be doing? Have you been afraid you will miss it? Do you want to live in a brighter future? Then it's time to ask God. Hi, this is Leslie V, and you're listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie V. Thank you for listening. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today. Every Monday, I'll have a new Motivation Meditation with Leslie V to encourage you throughout the week. Also, I would like to invite you to catch up or revisit past recordings. Let's get started today with what would you have me to do? As a result of Motivation Meditation with Leslie V, a devotional style study, you receive tools to live your best life ever, overcome weaknesses, grow in a deeper personal relationship with God, and fulfill your God-given destiny. You are encouraged and motivated to gain a practical understanding of the Word of God. Do you know anyone who could benefit from this? Then, when a new challenge came, the temptation to fear and worry came along. Anxiety became a part of my equation. Still, I needed to know what He wanted me to do. Am I even doing the right thing? Saul thought he was doing the right thing when he was persecuting Christians, yet God spoke to him. Acts 9:6, and he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what would thou have me to do?" And the Lord said unto him, "Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." What would you have me do, Lord? You got him on the right track. I need you to do that for me too. I needed the fear gone. I needed boldness and confidence to come. I wanted to do what God wanted me to do, but I was afraid. I was afraid I wouldn't measure up. I was afraid I wouldn't do a good job. Still, not too sure. I like the idea of being seen. Can you relate? However, I had to see that in God's sight, I was already worthy. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to measure up because God loved me. Before Jesus did anything, God loved him. Matthew 3:17, "And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew 6:26, "Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feed them. Are ye not much better than they?" Not only am I valuable, but you are valuable too. It's time to ask God, what would you have me to do? Then meditate on the fact that God loves you. You are valuable. Just as God watches over the sparrow and takes care of them, He's got you. John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." John 10:5, "And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." When I needed a word and a sign, I asked God. He heard me and answered me. I heard his voice and knew what to do. Although I knew what to do, I didn't know how to do it. So I asked again. As his sheep, I heard his voice. As I stepped out in faith, the fear subsided. The peace of God came. I was ready. I did it. 2 Corinthians 2:14. "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph." 1 Corinthians 15:57. "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." God did it, and He sent me to do it. I am not the only one. God has a plan for you. Ask Him, what would you have me to do? Even if fear comes up, step out on faith. I'm standing for you to move out of your comfort zone into your sweet spot. I help successful Christian women go from stuck to the sweet spot in the kingdom. She is tired of being stuck doing the same old thing day in and day out. She is stuck in her comfort zone, yet she knows God has more in store for her. Also, she is ready to get in the game and do her part. Are you ready to hear God and follow Him? Someone needs you to do it. Do you need some encouragement and help in this area? Drop me a line at LeslieV@findyoursweetspotseries.com and write, "Hear God." We can get on a call to discuss your next sweet spot. Let's talk about it. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. Take some time to do some homework. Set aside time this week to talk about and think about what you have heard in this podcast. Set aside time this week to answer the questions in this podcast. Take time to meditate on scriptures in this podcast. Ask Him where you can benefit in this world. Invite Him to use you. Write the revelation you receive. I hope to motivate you to find your purpose in life and fulfill it. That's what I want for my life and yours. You can fulfill God's will for your life. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. You've been listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie V. I'll be here every Monday motivating and encouraging you. Drop me a line and let me know how this has motivated you to find your purpose in life. Let me know how you're challenged to walk in your divine destiny. Drop me a line at LeslieV@findyoursweetspotseries.com. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today and share with a friend. I would like to give a shout out to Dee Dee. Hi, Dee Dee. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. God bless you in Jesus' name.